Phil Collins, of course, and that's In the Air Tonight on BBC Wiltshire. Well, I mentioned these two guys earlier on the programme, two Wiltshire motorcyclists who are on the most fantastic challenge. I would love to have joined them to do this. Well, they're calling it the Circle to Circle Challenge. It's a charity motorcycle ride to raise funds for the Wiltshire Air Ambulance. The two circles in question are the Stone Circle in Avebury to the Arctic Circle in Norway and back. It's quite a journey. Dave Smith and Neil Hardiman left Avebury on Friday morning, and we can speak live to Dave now. David, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine. More importantly, how are you getting on, you and Neil?
We're getting on great, thanks very much.
I need to ask you straight away, where are you now in the world?
We're just about 50 clicks south of Oslo at the moment. So we've made good time. We've cleared three countries in 2 days.
You have, haven't you? We spoke yesterday, you were on a ferry on your way to Denmark, so you've made great time.
That's right. We've had a good run. We managed to sort of pull in there about 12 o'clock last night. We managed to then kip over this morning. We were up and away at about 10 past 7, and we've made good journey today.
Where did this idea come from in the first place?
Well, could I pass you on to Neil for the idea? Because it's really his project. I'm really his wingman.
Please do.
Over. Here's Neil.
All right.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Hi, good to talk to you. I was just saying to Dave, this crazy but wonderful idea, where did it come from in the first place?
Yeah, well, basically, I work on the roads policing unit with Wiltshire Police, and I see the Wiltshire Air Ambulance in action all the time, and I see the good work that it does, and what a brilliant community resource it is. And I was inspired, I think, by the many people that have gone before us in trying to raise awareness and funds for the Wiltshire Air Ambulance. And I thought I'd try and do something myself. So I really was, the thought I had was, did I want to be stood in a accident and emergency department with a doctor saying, your son, your daughter, your loved one, your neighbour, your friend, your mate could have survived if only they'd have got to the got to the hospital quicker.
Yeah.
So that really inspired me to conjure up this crazy trip to go to the Arctic Circle and beyond.
But it is a wonderful, wonderful journey you're doing. Speaking to Dave about this, how are you getting on with the ride so far?
Yes, it's going really well, actually. It's been busy. So we've done three countries in quick succession and a quick turnaround last night. So, but I think today we've really settled into a good rhythm. Getting used to the speed limits and to driving on the right and those sort of things. But we've settled in really well. We're making very good progress, and I think overall just trying to keep safe, keeping one piece ourselves.
Of course, that's the interesting thing. You being a traffic cop and all, you've got to stick to the speed limits, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a bit ironic if you got nicked, wouldn't it?
I don't think my boss would like that very much. But it's really good. I'd just like to say that without the help of BMW Group at Swindon in particular, and the help of the great people there, they've supplied us with two great bikes to do this on. So I'd like to say a quick thank you to those, and also to David Maundrell, who runs Wellington Barn near Calston. In Wiltshire, another big supporter of the trip today.
I wanted to ask you about the bikes that you've got. Being a bit of an old biker myself, go on, what are you riding?
Yeah, we've basically got two BMW R1200Rs.
Beautiful.
So for people who don't know what that looks like, it's a relatively naked bike, so it's got no fairing to speak of. So it's more of a street bike, so we're quite exposed to the elements. But it's got quite a powerful 1200cc engine, and we've got panniers and soft luggage to go with that. And it's a fantastic bike for the ride, actually, because it handles really well. And certainly for the terrain up north, it's going to come into its own, I think.
So when do you expect to make it to the Arctic Circle?
Well, we hope to be... We actually reach the Arctic Circle in about 3 days' time. So we're just out of Oslo now. We're overnighting just north of Oslo tonight, Trondheim the next day, and then to Moriana the next day after that. So about 2 to 3 days' time, we look to cross into the Arctic Circle. But of course, we're not stopping there. We're going all the way to the very top, all the way to the North Cape.
It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And you've got, I've got to compliment you on your website as well, because it's really good. And if you've got access to the internet, you can follow Neil and Dave's progress online. And you're updating this all the time, are you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The website, very straightforward, www.circle2circle.co.uk. And you can also get access via www.circle2circle.eu. If you just click onto that, get on there. There's a blog, online blog you can get into. And also, more importantly, there's a link to sponsor us, because that's the main reason behind the trip. We want some sponsorship. So there's a link. Just click on the link and it will take you straight through to Virgin Money Giving. And any sponsorship be gratefully received by us, and I'm sure the charity.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's just remind people, it's all for the Wiltshire Air Ambulance and keeping that wonderful resource in the air. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I'm dead jealous, if I'm honest. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And look, can we perhaps catch up with you next weekend and see how you're doing on your way, on your return journey?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. By all means, keep in touch. We gladly come on, and if anyone's interested, we'll keep them updated.
Smashing.
As to where we are, what we're up to.
All right, well, look, you two enjoy it and stay safe, OK?
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to patch you on to Dave. He's got one final request, if that's OK.
Of course.
Hi, can you say hello to my wife? Because tomorrow is our 30th wedding anniversary.
How did you get away with that?
I think it was her sending me away rather than being there. But no, if you could send her my love, please, because I do love her very much and I'm missing her.
What's her name?
It's Lorraine Smith, yeah?
All right. So, Lorraine, congratulations, you and Dave, on your 30th wedding anniversary. Bit of a party when you get back.
Yeah, we'll have some fun when we get back.
I'm sure you will.
I'm really pleased that she's given us the chance to have a go at this, because it is actually quite a good challenge.
Oh, it's an amazing trip. It really is. And I'm delighted to speak to you. I said there to Neil, can we catch up with you again next Sunday morning and see how you're getting on?
Of course. That'd be fabulous. That'd be really good to do.
Well, I look forward to that very much indeed. And stay safe.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. One. All right. You
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. That's Dave Smith and Neil Hardman. If you'd like to follow their progress, what an amazing journey. I once did the Beaujolais run on a motorcycle. It doesn't compare, does it, really? We went down to the south of France and back. They're going all the way to the Arctic Circle. Amazing. Follow their progress online, www.circle2circle, that's the number two, so circle2circle.co.uk. And we will talk to them about the same time next Sunday morning.